If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when our enemies attacked us, then they would have swallowed us up alive when their anger was kindled against us. Then the flood would have swept us away. The torrent would have gone over us. Then over us would have gone the raging waters. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us as prey to their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the snare of the hunters. The snare is broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. For the word in creation, for the word in scripture, for the word within us, thanks be to God.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. For the Word in creation, for the Word in scripture, for the Word within us, thanks be to God. I invite you to pray with me. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. For you and you alone are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. There was a man who loved, of all things, ants. Go figure. He had an ant hill in his backyard, and every single day he would go out there and he would look at that ant hill and he would yell, "I love you, I love you, I love you." But no matter how many days he yelled or how many times or how loud he yelled, the ants didn't get the message. He was so frustrated, he hatched Plan B. He said, "I'm going to take little morsels of bread and I'm going to take a little bit of honey and I'm going to take some leftovers and I'm going to put them by that ant hill." So he did that, and when he went out there and he said, "They're for me, they're for me. I love you, I love you, I love you." And you know, the ants still didn't get the message, because ants are ants and human beings are human beings and they don't communicate very well together. So he came up with Plan C. Now in this make-believe story, this man had powers to transform himself into anything that he imagined. And guess what he imagined he wanted to be? Well, of course, he wanted to be an ant because he wanted to communicate with the ants. And so he transformed himself into an ant and he gathered with the ants and he communed with them and he started telling them about the great man that hovered over them, that loved them so very much. And the ant says, "Well, how do you know so much about this man?" And he said, "How do I know so much about this man? I am this man. And I have come here to tell you how much I love you and to tell you who you are supposed to be and what you're supposed to be like." And the Word became flesh and lived among us. The Word became flesh. God entered the world in a particular time and place as one of us so that God might communicate with us and tell us how very much we are loved. The God became flesh and lived among us. As wonderful as that must have been for the original disciples and everyone who was healed by God, it just simply isn't our reality, is it? Although we see the glory of God's creation all around us, and we love the creation, especially at Trinity, we are an Earth Care congregation, and some of us may even be tree huggers, but the fact of the matter is, most of us, from time to time at least, want a hug from Jesus. Where is God now? Where is God in the tragedies of the world? Where is God in a world where tyrannical rulers invade bordering countries and kill thousands and inscript anyone they possibly can to take their neighboring country's land? Where is God? Where is God in a world where we have enough food for everyone, but still thousands of children die every day? Where is God in natural disasters like Hurricane Ian that we narrowly missed, but our brothers and sisters in Lee County and all over Florida and even South Carolina are trying to recover from and suffering from? Homes have been destroyed, lives have been lost, and all the infrastructure needed to sustain life has been wiped out in many places. Where is God in the personal tragedies of life, the diagnosis of a fatal disease, the deep pit of depression, the loss of a loved one who has been taken too soon? There was a story that appeared in Reader's Digest a number of years ago, and a mom was tucking her four-year-old son into bed. And he said, "Mommy, don't leave. I don't want to be left alone." And she said, "Well, God is always with you." And the four-year-old said, "Yeah, but I need God with skin on." So do we. Saint Teresa of Avila gets at the point, and this point exactly, when she tells us Christ has no body on earth now, no hands, no feet on earth. Where is God? I heard a story about a lady who locked her keys in her car. She went out one night and she was in a bad section of town, and so she looked around and she found an old coat hanger, and she had heard that you could open your lock with a coat hanger, and she tried it but was unsuccessful. Well, it started getting cold and dark and she started to be scared. In fact, she was very desperate, and so she prayed, "God, please send someone to help me." Well, sure enough, within 5 minutes, an old rusty car pulled up, and a very rough-looking, bearded, tattooed man with a skull rag on his head got out of the car, and she thought to herself, "Oh dear, is this who God has sent to me?" He came over, and so when he said, she was so desperate, "Is there anything I can do to help you?" She says, "Yes, can you help me break into my car?" And he says, "Well, yes, I'm very good at that." So he took the coat hanger. In a matter of minutes, the car was open. Well, the woman was elated, and she threw her arms around him, and then she exclaimed, "Thank you, God, for sending me a professional." You know, God can work through any means that God chooses, but isn't it true that most often God works through very flawed human beings like you and I, like us? If we look back through the pages of the Bible, we'll see that pattern repeat itself again and again and again. Of course, God worked through Adam and Eve to tend the Garden of Eden, and God worked through a foreigner named Abram and his wife named Sarai, who became the father and the mother of nations. And God worked through a murderer called Moses, who led God's people out of the slavery of Egypt. And God worked through an adulterer named David, who established the nation of Israel. And God worked through the prophets to call the people back again, time and time again, to the covenant when they forgot. And in the fullness of time, God worked through a peasant girl from a backwater town of Nazareth who became the mother of the Son of God, and the Word of God became flesh and dwelt among us. When Jesus walked the earth, he worked through his disciples, and they were the ones who taught and who preached and who healed people. Where is God today? God is in the body of Christ. both in the visible and the invisible church, because the church is the continuing presence of Christ in the world. Together, our works of mercy and compassion and justice and service, when we reach out, we put the skin of God on, we incarnate Jesus Christ to a hurting world. And when we do, God is re-represented to the world and all who are in our path. In the 20th chapter of John's Gospel, John puts it like this: when Jesus appeared to the disciples in the upper room after his resurrection, he said, "As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you," and he breathed the Holy Spirit on them. You know, as a pastor, I get to see God at work all the time. That's one of the great perks of the job. I saw God at work this week as we put extra food in the manna box, and people brought in extra food for those who were preparing for Hurricane Ian. I saw God at work when those who had no other place to evacuate, friends of the church and also some of our preschool folks, came and were sheltered here at the church. God is at work through Trinity Friends at Hope, feeding the homeless. God is at work through our support of clothes to kids, giving clothes to kids who are in need. God is at work every time you participate in Fifth Sunday Sermons of Service. And when we give to the Presbyterian Disaster Assistance Program so that they can distribute FEMA kits to places like South Florida and wherever else they are needed that have been in Ian's path, or anywhere where there is a disaster all over the world. God is at work when you decide to return a sharp word with a soft answer, when you care for the suffering, when you comfort those who grieve. God is at work when the hospitality of Christ is extended to a visitor. And all of that is just part of what happens at Trinity Church. The exciting thing is that this kind of thing is happening all around the world, and that's one of the things that we remember on World Communion Sunday, how we are united to one another. On this Sunday, we remember and we claim our connection and our oneness in mission and in kingdom work with churches around the world. Verses 2 and 3 of hymn number 677 in the Glory to God hymnal says it like this: "We thank thee that thy church unsleeping, while earth rolls onward into light, through all the world a watch is keeping, and rest not by day or night. As o'er each continent and island the dawn leads on another day, the voice of prayer is never silent, nor dies the song of praise away." Doesn't that just give you chills that somewhere, even when we're sleeping, someone is praising, someone is out there working, churches are re-representing Christ in the world. When God sees brokenness or homelessness or hunger or injustice or poverty, God doesn't send angels. God sends the church. The Word became flesh and still lives among us in the spiritual presence of Christ, who partners with each of us, the church, to heal and to transform the world. Where is God? Yours are the hands through which Christ touches the world. Yours are the eyes through which Christ looks with compassion onto the world. And yours are the feet through which Christ travels to do good. Where might God be sending us today? Amen. Please be seated. Go out into the world in peace, have courage, return no one evil for evil, strengthen the faint-hearted, support the weak, help the suffering, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord be kind and gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Alleluia, and all of God's people said, Amen.